Today's Shia Tanya for Gimel Elul is in Igeres HaKadosh, Simon Yud, the 10th letter. It's on Daf Kuf Tez Vav Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 442. The giving of tzedakah, the Rebbe said, is just like every other mitzvah in that it is finite and has its limit. If you're very charitable, you give a fifth of your earnings. If you're ordinarily average charitableness, you give a tenth of your earning, but it's with a limit. And that's because everything in this world is finite, the world itself is finite, and so the mitzvah has to be given through a tzimtzum that restricts it and gives it a limited size. We are two-thirds of the way down. The line begins with the word hatoza. However, hainu dafke l'shema hatoza. This limited amount of tzedakah, the limit that is placed on the mitzvah of tzedakah, applies only to the person who keeps Torah. And he has not digressed from the mitzvahs, neither to the right nor to the left. Not even a hair's breadth. He hasn't been distracted. He hasn't been sidetracked from Torah and mitzvahs at all. For him, the mitzvah of tzedakah is limited. Aval mi shehevid olav haderech chas v'sholem. But the person who has strayed from the path, me'ach shehevid darkei, lo seis migrois b'kedesh elyein, because he has strayed, and therefore is lacking something, is missing something, of the holiness, shegora erkei, he is lacking something from the quota of godliness that he was supposed to produce. B'chinas hamshechosei ma'shehoye yochol ha'hamsheho b'chinas ha'likusei v'ha'ora sa'ed me'edin sev baruch hu. That godliness which he was capable of bringing to draw down godliness and godly light into the world, ilu ha'yashema ha'teira u'mekayimu kilchoso, that would have been brought into the world had he kept teira properly and follow halacha. Harei meuvaze la yuchal esakein, this lack of godliness, this lost godliness that he could have had had he not strayed, this cannot be corrected kiim other than b'hamshach ha'soed ha'elyein shalamaylam ha'elamis. Until now we've talked about a kindness, a godliness that is limited to the world, to the size of the world. But in order to correct what is lacking in that godliness, he now has to arouse and draw down into the world and into himself a godly light that is higher than the world. And therefore this light is not clothed in the world, because it is higher by nature, and therefore by nature it does not show itself in the world. Hanikra chesed ilah, which is called in Torah the higher level chesed, or rav chesed, greater chesed, in distinction to the chesed that we talked about in yesterday's shiur, which is called chesed olam. So this higher level of chesed, called rav chesed, has to be revealed in order to correct and make up for what was lacking in the ordinary chesed. Because this light expresses itself and radiates infinitely without any limit at all, because it is not limited and restricted to the size of the world, it can therefore illuminate endlessly. Only ordinarily it stands outside the world and surrounds the world from above. It transcends the world and surrounds it. From the highest level of all the worlds to the lowest level of all the worlds, it surrounds all the levels equally. And when the person draws this infinite light down to himself in his deeds, in his mitzvahs, visarusa dilatato, through his own initiative, through an awakening below, Azai Eid Elyin Zem Meirum Espasha Techa Elameis, that causes this infinite light to illuminate into the world, Umesakin Kol Me'uvos, and it fixes and corrects all faults, all the flaws. V'chol Migroi Shenitnu B'Kedush HaElyein, and all that was lacking in this divine holiness that the person is supposed to bring down into the world, and didn't, this infinite light corrects it and makes up for it. U'mechadish Eidon V'tuvon B'yeseh Seis V'yeseh Oz, and it renews the light and the goodness with a greater strength and a greater energy, the bechinas el chodosh mamosh, not by revealing that light which the person would have revealed had he not sinned, had he not digressed from Torah, which would still be a finite light. So here it is not revealing that light which has remained hidden because of the person's failures, but rather this is revealing a whole new light, a light that doesn't ordinarily come into the world at all. Lochein Amru, and that's why the Gemara says, the Mokim Shabali Tshuva Imdin, that in the place that the Baal Tshuva stands, etc., the Tzadik can't stand. In other words, when the Gemara says that in the place where the Tzadik, where the Baal Tshuva stands implies a permanent position. Stand means firm. So it's not just a passing thing. It's not just a one-time experience, an inspirational experience, but this is the place in which the Baal Tshuva stands permanently. This is his place, and yet the tzaddik can't be there. Not only doesn't he stand there, but he isn't even capable of standing there. Einam yechelim lamicham. Why such a great difference? So by what the Rebbe is saying here, we'd understand. It's not that the Baal Tshuva reveals retroactively that light which he had been missing before he became a Baal Tshuva. So it's not that he goes back and he makes up for what he could have had he been a tzaddik all along, because that's all finite godliness. And that's not the greatness of Tshuva. The greatness of Tshuva is that it brings into the world a divine light which by nature, even by the nature of the tzaddik, he cannot bring into the world at all because it is bigger and higher than the world. And yet through tshuva, that does come into the world. So the distance between the Baal Tshuva and the tzaddik is not one of degree. It's not that one has a little bit more of godliness, another has a little bit less of godliness. It's the nature of the godliness, the quality of the godliness, that is radically different in the Baal Tshuva from the tzaddik. And that's why in the place where the Baal Tshuva stands, in the infinity of it, the tzaddik isn't even capable of standing, because it's a whole different ballpark. As the Rebbe once said about the nigun, that is called the Baal Tshuva nigun, the nigun that we sing on Yontif, Ata Bechartanu, when the Rebbe introduced the nigun and taught it, he said that this is called the Baal Tshuva nigun, because it doesn't have an ending. It doesn't end. And that is the nature of the Baal Tshuva, that the godliness that he reveals into the world is endless. And therefore his Aveda, the Aveda of the Baal Tshuva, is also an endless one. Because he feels that whatever he did yesterday, whatever he did until today, is not only insufficient, it is nothing at all. And that today is the beginning of his Aveda, today is the beginning of his connection with God, and therefore every day he is starting off with an infinite motivation. Unlike the tzaddik, who every day is motivated to be a little bit better than yesterday, but the motivation comes from the fact that yesterday was pretty good, and when you have something good, you want more of it. But then the motivation is finite. It depends on how good yesterday was. But when you feel that yesterday was nothing, that you haven't even begun to serve God, and that is the impulse of the Baal Tshuva, then the motivation for tomorrow or for today is an infinite one. And that's the difference between the place of the Baal Tshuva and the place of the Tzaddik, and that's why the Tzaddik isn't even capable of standing there. In the Hayyim Yom for the fourth day, for the third day of Elul, Gimel Elul, the Rebbe writes that the one who believes in Hashgacha Pratis, in divine providence, knows that man's steps are guided by God, which means that this neshama, the neshama of this person, needs to elevate or to correct some elevation or correction in a given place in the world. And hundreds of years, or maybe even from the time of creation, this place or this object is waiting, that needs to be refined and elevated by this particular neshama. It waits for that neshama to come and elevate it and to correct it. And the neshama also, sensing its mission, from the time that it was separated from God and created into the world, the neshama waits for the moment when it will be able to go down and elevate and refine that which is its mission in this world, to elevate and to refine.